These delicious new creations, only available for a limited time. Welcome to Delicious.
Welcome to Elder Life Radio, a paid presentation on WCLO. On today's program, our special guests will share practical solutions designed to protect you, your assets, and your family. Now, here's your host and this week's edition of Elder Life Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Elder Life Radio. I'm your host, Scott Moen from Elder Life Group. And good morning to my guest, Elder Law, Estate Planning, and VA Accredited Attorney from Elder Advisors Law, Mr. Douglas Lay.
Well, hello, Scott. Well, was that a mouthful of stuff, huh?
Good morning.
What does all that mean?
Technology, recording devices.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, here we are, kicking and screaming into the digital world.
Don't you love it? Doug, let's talk a little bit today about the complexities of modern estate planning.
Okay.
And that is mouthful too, but what does that really mean for families today? Maybe highlight a little bit about really at the end of the day, what has changed in estate planning in the last 50 years.
Okay.
Because I know there's been a lot of, planning today looks a little bit different because of probably estate taxes are not what they were, a long time ago.
Right.
Although some states are now navigating inheritance taxes, which is a significant reason to do planning. But I think what we talk a lot about is just the fact that people are aging.
People are aging, and, we're talking about the complexity of estate planning. Mm-hmm.
Planning really keeping up with all the age-related?
Well, let's define the complex, right? What's complex? Oh, my gosh. Is it ever complex? And then what does it mean to do estate planning, right? It means something different to everyone. So, all right, everyone, raise your hand if you know exactly what estate planning is. Look at that. There's a couple people that raise their hand. All right, so here's what people think estate planning is. That means that they've got some documents that were drawn up by an attorney, and the idea was if you own real estate and you don't want your kids to have to wait when you're deceased to attain that property, wait months and months and months, 6, 9, 12, 15 months, then you need to put it in a trust so that the trust owns it so that your estate doesn't, and then it doesn't have to go through probate.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is the bottom line. I mean, you remember back in the day, Scott, kind of when we were introduced to the complexities of estate planning, right? We knew what it was, but we saw it at kitchen tables, didn't we?
Yeah.
We were the people that they trusted with their finances, right? Which goes across many different areas of your life, right? Healthcare, right? Retirement, aging, all that stuff. It's all really important. You got to make sure that, remember the old three-legged stool, right? We got to have our Social Security.
Pension.
We got to have a pension. We got to have some money set aside for unexpected expenses and some playing around, right? Buying the sailboat, all that stuff. And if one of those legs is messed up, that stool's going to tip over, right? And we talked about that a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So going back to the kitchen table, when one of the spouses, say it was a married couple, one of the spouses became seriously ill. That was pretty stressful on the family. And then when it got to be hospice time, I know many times on my calendar I needed to give Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so a call because what do we do now? Mm-hmm. That type of thing, right? So sometimes it was just before someone passed or just post-passing. Okay, now what? What does this look like now? It's a pretty scary time, right? And then when we would sit down with them, they'd say, well, we're okay. I got a trust. I didn't have to go to probate. Okay, that was their thought at the time. Married couple. They own a home. They got a bunch of other stuff, too, right, that has beneficiary designations. But they have property that the trust owns. They're married. One of them died, and they didn't have to do probate. Therefore, you don't have to do probate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality is you don't have to do probate on the first death 99% of the time.
Anyways.
Anyways, yeah. Because when you own the home, And especially since, you know, 19, from the late 80s, when Wisconsin became community property, the property between spouses moves by operational law. That has nothing to do with probate. It's a bit of a register of deeds issue, right? Yeah. We have to remove decedent's interests, but you know, that's really easy. That's it. That's pretty much it. We're getting a deceased person's name off, or if it is in the trust, you don't have to do that because the trust owns it and the trustees are in charge of it. So then what would happen is you would remove a trustee or put another trustee in place with the survivor. And boy, that was easy, really easy. Well, then what happens, right? One person is gone. So when we sat at the kitchen table with them, we would look at that. And almost always, what did we find? We found there was no real estate in the trust. Mm-hmm. It was still titled Mr. and Mrs. Joint Tenants with Right of Survivorship. Was that a catastrophe? No, because that property moved anyway. Mm-hmm. By operational law, no probate, removed decedent's interest, there you go, right? So everybody thought, well, we're good, right? Then the second person dies, and now what? If you don't have that property in the trust,
yep.
Then you don't have a some sort of a beneficiary deed or something in place. Now we have to go to probate. Well, of course, the deceased person doesn't know that, nor do the children. They just think, huh, well, this is the way it goes.
Yep.
This is just the way it goes.
So the other thing that kind of intertwines with that is contract law.
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
So a lot of folks that have, let's say they did create that trust 20 years ago to avoid probate on the real estate. Well, how does the insurance contracts, brokerage accounts, and how does everything else intertwine with that trust? And what you find and what I have found and what most people realize is that, you know, those assets didn't get titled correctly. Or beneficiaries were not updated. So the trust will not control those assets.
Well, it will eventually. So that's what's called a pour over will.
Yeah.
Okay. But where does that get done? In court.
Yeah.
We're back in court. So now we have to use the will, the pour over will, P-O-U-R,
yeah.
That was created with the trust, to get those assets that now pay to the estate of the deceased. Well, how do you move something from the estate of a deceased to the right person? And who is the right person? We don't know, do we? Right? So the previous beneficiary from years ago is deceased or maybe in jail. Is it a good idea for them to receive some assets? I don't think so. You can't when you're dead, number one. And if you're a prisoner somewhere, right, incarcerated, there's recovery there. So it's the state, depending on what state you're in, or if it's federal also, that money's going away. So it gets really complex, really quick, unless you have a plan in place beforehand, a plan that you can change with what happens to you while you're living.
Yeah.
And your family.
So, yeah. So how many families do you run in today, Doug, that you're really, their main concern is avoiding probate?
You know, that's a really good question. Pretty much everyone, once they understand what that is, everyone's heard of it. You know, sometimes it goes really good and sometimes it doesn't, right? When you're talking about aunts and uncles and grandma and grandpas and, you know, the baby boomers and their parents. And so depending on how complex the plan was originally, if you don't have a whole lot of assets, it can go pretty quick and pretty easy, right? But if you do have real estate, you know, and the values of any of those assets controlled by a will, or not having a will also means it goes to probate. If it's over $50,000, that's a formal probate. Now we got to publish things in the paper. It's quite a process.
Because at the end of the day, I always have this thought of who is the planning really for?
Mm-hmm. So here,
because nobody who is an executor really signed up to be an executor.
That's pretty much true.
You know, they didn't sign up for to probate somebody's
or
estate.
Maybe they did, but they don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And then when they get in that spot, they're like, whoa, this is a lot more than I thought, that type of thing. But I run into lots of folks that think, now that I have a will, I'm good. I don't have to worry about probate. They think that. They think that a will avoids probate. And then we have others that think... they don't think, they overthink, right? And they never do anything. and then you don't do anything, so you have no will. And now that's the same thing. That's intestate probate instead of formal probate.
So how often do you see that, Doug, with folks that just delayed on even getting things like as simple as a power of attorney in place?
Well, these days, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is, Scott, these days? Not so much, you know, 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But here's what it is. There's so much information out there that is not taken in context, mm-hmm. right? Here's a definition of this, and here's what this is for, this one thing, right? Oh, that's what that means. That's estate planning. Well, it isn't. Mm-hmm. Everything has to play well together all the time. While you're living, while you're sick, and when mm-hmm. you're gone, it's all got to be done, and it has to be changeable as you go along. So, I run into a lot of people that have some old style tax trust, right? The old credit shelter, mm-hmm. irrevocable trust. And if they're still here, we can change that. And I always ask them, I say, well, how would you like a trust that you put half of your assets, and that can be a significant number, right? You put half of them in and you have no more control over it, period. And you can't change it. You can't do anything with it. Raise your hand, right? They're like, what? I don't want that. Well, that's what happens with the old style trust if it's funded. Now, if it's not funded, there's some legal things you can do to prevent it from being funded, because those usually do not need to be funded these days with tax laws and everything else that have changed. And, you know, we're going to talk about that in a future show about, in fact, our next show, we're going to talk about all the, We had a lot of change happen in 2025. What does that mean, right? Mm-hmm. What does it mean in our legal world? Like, what does it mean with what we do, Scott, with finances, with legal, and tying those together? Because they are intimately related, big time, right?
Yeah, I think if you go back, you know, to the early 2000s, mm-hmm. A lot of estate planning attorneys were doing workshops all on avoiding probate. Mm-hmm. And really, though, here it is, you know, 2020, it's still being done today.
It is.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. How can we reposition this? How can we repackage this? But at the end of the day, it's the same thing. How mm-hmm. do we avoid probate?
Yes.
And in my end, I just don't see that really. I think it's a checkbox item. Let's avoid that. But is that really what planning is about today?
It isn't. It isn't at all. So here's what I tell people. Well, and that is something we talk about, obviously, mm-hmm. when we do a vision meeting. And when we agree that we want to avoid a court process, long, drawn-out things and extended costs that no one anticipated, do you want to do that? No. I don't either. No. And so we're agreed. That's easy. Yeah. I always say, that's easy. Yeah. You got that done.
Well, that's the die. So you say, all the time already, dying's easy. And really, it's
probate's not
avoiding, you know, mm-hmm. doing avoiding probate is easy at the end of the day.
It is easy in our world. That's estate planning stuff. Mm-hmm. That is really easy. That's just transactional. Yeah. This is what it needs to be. The problem comes in is that most lawyers that I've met over the years, especially before I became a lawyer, were not aware of how important it is for the different classes of assets, how to manage those mm-hmm. properly to integrate with your legal plan. It all has to work together. So you can have the best legal eagle beagle plan in the world. If the assets aren't either directed to it or placed in it, mm-hmm. it doesn't work.
Yep.
It just doesn't work. It's like having nothing. And I run into that way too much. I ran into it way too much before I was an attorney also. Mm-hmm. So you've seen it.
Yeah, and then if you fast forward to more advanced planning where you're using irrevocable trust, mm-hmm. A grantor trust, that's really where the integration is super important.
Yes.
Because it's not the clock really doesn't start ticking until the asset is actually integrated.
Correct. That's right. And going back to that, you know, the estate tax issue. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother complicated issue, and those were estate planning tax lawyers. That was, and that was not just a lawyer doing it. That was tied in with financial advisors and CPAs, mm-hmm. and these were larger estates. You know, we say larger estate today. You know, if you go back to the late '90s and early 2000s, when we were actually sticking the '90s, A big estate back then where you had significant tax was $1.5 million. So $1.2 million, if you did it correctly, could pass through the family without taxes to the kids, mm-hmm. right? But anything more than that's going to get taxed at an increasing increment. The more money that moves to the next generation, the higher the tax. Mm-hmm. And it was totally avoidable. You could plan around that and then manage for the rest of it. That was more complicated, and those were clunky old trusts. But with that being said, as the unified credit started to go up, right? In other words, oh, this is your money. You created it. We're the federal government. We want some. But you know what? We're going to let you keep more now. Mm-hmm. But if you have too much, we're going to want some of that.
Yeah.
It's never been right, in my opinion, but we still have it. Currently, it's $15 million, and back, you know, 2000, 2001, it was $1 million, $2 million, you know, it was slowly worked up. Mm-hmm. And here we are at $15 million per person right now. That's not a lot of people. That's a very, very small percentage of our population.
Yeah, I think when you look at it, like, obviously you practice in Wisconsin and, you know, primarily Wisconsin. But mm-hmm. the idea is that, you know, Wisconsin doesn't have inheritance tax.
Right.
But a lot of families in Wisconsin have family members who are, could possibly be their ultimate beneficiaries that do live in other states, and they are residents of other states and paying taxes in other states. And, you know, those states have their own rules on money that someone is inherited.
Yes, that's correct. And how it's held and mm-hmm. all those things. So yeah, it gets pretty complex pretty quick.
So Doug, talk a little bit about your workshops.
You know, we kind of dug into the weeds there a little bit, but, you know, just to keep it as simple as possible, you know, what the workshops are is we talk about how complex this is. You know, we define what is estate planning. What does that mean? What's the difference between documents and your own rule book? That's a big deal. Because nobody wants just a boilerplate document, right? There may be a couple things in there that you want, but there's going to be a whole bunch of things in there not in there mm-hmm. that you want.
Yeah.
And perhaps some things in there you don't want. It needs to be dialed into you, right? In your specific situation. That's planning, right? And then, so we talk about that, and then we talk about the more advanced stuff. So what happens to us when we're post age 65? That's when most of our health care happens in our life for most people. That's where we have some pretty big events, right? Some of those events actually kill us. Right. Well, the killing part is just basic estate planning. That's easy. Right. No problem. But those big events, health events that happen that don't kill us, but make us disabled or incapacitated, that's a big deal. That's elder law. That's a whole different thing. It has a little bit to do with estate planning. But most of the time, elder law attorneys are doing guardianships and custodians mm-hmm. and, you know, families with special needs children. It's very different for an aging couple and what happens if I wind up in a nursing home or something mm-hmm. like that. Because you can have a really beautiful financial plan and it looks really good for retirement. You know, we're going to take, you know, we have our Social Security, one leg of the stool. We never got a pension, but we're going to set our own pension up, right? I'm going to get, you know, $3,000 a month, and my wife's going to get $4,000 mm-hmm. because she works harder than I do. She can get more. Well, what happens to that money that's creating that pension for you, that private pension, if you wind up in a nursing home, and now we're taking $15,000 a month out? What happens to the stool?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the legs, a couple legs get shorter, huh?
Yep.
And we're talking tipping over big time. So that's where elder law ties in with estate planning. It's got to be together. Then finances have to be integrated perfectly mm-hmm. all the time. And it's not one and done.
So how does somebody register for one of your events?
So what you do is go to our website, elderadvisorslaw.com. You'll see the workshop button right there. We do them twice a month at least, sometimes more, in Janesville in Rock County. And we also do them in Wales over in Waukesha County. Different days, different times. You just sign up for what works for you, and then the staff takes it from there. It's really pretty easy. Now, we even have a phone, Scott, and people answer the phone.
Oh, imagine that.
People. Yeah, not some AI thing. This is actually RI, real intelligence.
Yep.
So that would be 608-371-7207. For those of you that are driving, pull over and write this down. 608-371-7207. A person will answer that phone or get back to you if they can't get it right away. So they'll get you going. They'll sign you up. Come on in and learn. There's no obligation for this. We even have cookies and some awesome coffee and whatever else anybody might may need except for a steak. We're not doing the old style retirement.
Yeah, well, I think, we just have a couple of minutes left. But the idea of, in your firm, you guys provide a lot of community outreach. It's a lot of community education.
Yes.
There's no test involved, but a lot of people leave with some homework assignments.
They do. Because the next step is we're bringing you into our legal world. This is what we get to do every day. Here's real stories of real people, and here's what happened, and here's how that could have been prevented, and here's what we do now. And, it's a constant moving target, and we're always...
And everyone's situation is different, right? You're dealing with blended families. You're dealing with families that have family members that are disabled.
Yes.
You're dealing with, spouses that maybe have not the greatest health.
Mm-hmm. So the workshop's called How to Protect Your Stuff in 3 Easy Steps. And really, that's where you start.
Yeah.
If you want to protect your stuff, you got to learn how to do it. And that's what this is all about.
All right. Great. Well, Doug, thank you for all of your wisdom today. It's always great information. And folks, make sure that 2025 is the year that you decide to put together an estate plan. Until next time, God bless.
Elder Life Radio is a paid program produced in cooperation with WCLO Radio. If you find the information presented helpful and wish to hear it again or share it with friends, please visit the podcast section of WCLO.com. Elder Life Radio is presented every week at this time in cooperation with News Radio WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
From the Big Radio Newsroom, I'm Tim Seaman. Another bond reduction for the former Janesville Middle School teacher accused of possessing child sexual abuse material. In Rock County Court yesterday, Judge Ashley Morris considered a defense motion to alter 34-year-old Adam Teal's bond in a bail jumping case against him.
I'm going to reduce the cap.
What's better than enjoying a luau in a tropical paradise?
Winning money while you're there, which you can do in our Luau Loot promotion.
Be at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison on Saturday, August 29th, when 21 winners will each have a chance to win up to $2,500.
Then one grand prize winner will bring home up to $35,000 in cash.
Get in on the celebration with entries daily from August 1st through August 29th.
Find your island escape at
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2026 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Back to school already? Wait a minute, I'm not done with summer yet. Hi, this is Jordan at K&W Greenery, and if you're like me, you aren't ready for summer to end. At K&W, we still have lots of great annuals, furniture, trees and shrubs, perennials, and much more to keep summer going. And with sales in every department, you're getting some of the best prices of the season. So come into K&W Greenery today and keep summer going. K&W Greenery, Highway 14, Janesville.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You count on WCLO for news first thing in the morning.
I get up to speed on the latest news.
The traffic, the weather.
News happens all day long.
U.S. news, world news, everything.
Stay up to date. Stay informed.
Get the late-breaking stories right away.
When you need to know, we've got you covered anytime.
Good information.
WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.